Yes, the candidate's a Dodger. Yes, a well-known Dodger. Yes, the candidate's a Dodger. Yes, and I'm a Dodger too. Oh, the candidate's a Dodger. Yes, a well-known.
It's summer in Tennessee, and what a wonderful season it is. Skies bluer than a jaybird's wing, the hills and fields all green and gold, birds singing, everything calm and peaceful.
Yes, gentlemen, to solve the problems facing this great state of Tennessee, not to just postpone them, and may I remind you that I stand for...
Summer is also the time when the candidates bloom, and that's what our story tonight is all about.
You're listening to Tall Tales, a retelling of famous Southern legends. Tonight's tall tale, The War of the Roses, in which two brothers campaigned against one another in a race for the governor's chair.
Yes, the candidate's a Dodger. Yes, a well-known Dodger. Yes, the candidate's a Dodger. Yes, and I'm a Dodger, too. He'll meet you and treat you and ask you for your vote. But look out, boys, he's a dodging for a note. Yes, we're all dodging, 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 dodging. Yes, we're all dodging our way through the world.
All joshing and joking aside, there's been some mighty fine men in Tennessee politics, and some campaigning that folks still talk about. Say, let me tell you about the War of the Roses. Now, there was a campaign when the Taylor brothers, Alf and Bob, ran against each other for governor back in 86. They say that Barnum wouldn't let his circus come into Memphis until the boys quit stumping there. Feared he couldn't compete with the Taylor brothers.
My fellow Tennesseans, while I sit on the back of the soaring Republican eagle, mounting into the blue empyrean, surveying our mighty continent at one glance, my competitor sits on the shaggy back of the proverbial Democratic donkey, whose only music is his own bray, whose only scope of view is a log stable and a sink field pasture.
That was Alf, the Republican.
My opponent pays me an honor greater than he knows. The Son of Man chose the humble donkey to carry him in triumph into Jerusalem. The donkey has been the servant of man for 6,000 years. Moreover, my fellow citizens, I expect to hitch my humble but triumphant steed to the gatepost at the foot of Capitol Hill in Nashville next January, on the occasion of my inauguration as governor of Tennessee.
And that was Bob, the Democrat. 67 years ago it was when the pair of 'em stirred up the golden autumn weather with the most famous political campaign in Tennessee history. They fiddled all the old hoedown tunes, Chicken in the Dough Tray, Sourwood Mountain, and Jaybird Sitting on a Swinging Limb. And Bob told jokes. He loved to laugh. And Alf made speeches that was fuller of adjectives and fine phrases than a pudding is of raisins. Over in Madisonville, where they started campaigning together, an old lady brought them a bouquet of roses. Like in the old story of the English nobles York and Lancaster, Bob put a white rose in his buttonhole, and Alf picked a red rose, and Bob told the crowd,
"We're roses from the same garden, Alf and me, nursed at the same breast. The difference is, you see, the milk soured on Alf, and he became a Republican."
You tell him, Bob. Yes, sorry. You can sure tell him.
From then on, it was the War of the Roses between the two brothers from Happy Valley. That's where they were born and reared, Happy Valley in Carter County, where Democrats are scarce as hen's teeth. But that's what Bob was.
"My beloved brother says he'll soar to Nashville on the back of the Republican eagle. Ambition, my friends, is a wonderful thing. But I'm reminded of the old man who stood too long at the punch bowl, until he got so full he boasted he could climb a thorn tree 100 feet high with a wildcat under each arm and never get a scratch. Next morning, the old fellow was on the streets with a bandage over one eye, a knot on the top of his head, and one arm in a sling. One of his pals hailed him. "I thought you could climb that thorn tree and never get a scratch." And the old man, pretty sheepish, said, "I got hurt coming down."
Bob was funny, but never hurtful. Alf and he were opponents on the platform, sure, but true brothers in every way. They campaigned together from Mountain City to Memphis, sharing the same buggy, the same bed. Once, unbeknownst to Alf, who was the butt of the joke, they almost shared the same speech. Bob found the draft of a speech his brother Alf intended giving to a crowd down in Lincoln County. He just changed the word Republican to Democrat and gave it as his own. Alf fixed him, though. It was when the two moved on to drum up votes in Moore County, where folks made a sour mash whiskey famous all over the South. "Set 'em up for the next governor of Tennessee, Bob Taylor," the Moore County delegation, Democrats to a man, yelled, shaking Alf's hand like a pump handle. They'd never laid eyes on the brothers before, and Alf grabbed the chance to turn the tables on Bob.
"Gentlemen, I cannot believe my ears. To suggest alcoholic drink to a candidate for the highest office in the gift of the state? I would have you understand I am a temperance man from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I abhor liquor even more than I abhor a Republican. Oh, God, that men should put an enemy into their mouths to steal away their brains. Men, I will be frank with you. Before I would pollute my lips with one single drop of the hellish stuff you call for, even though it bore the brand of good old Moore County, I would surrender my nomination, give up the race, and allow Alf Taylor to be elected governor of the volunteer state."
It took Bob Taylor a full day and a lot of walking and talking to mend his fences after that joke. To understand the Taylor brothers, you have to remember that during the war between the states, the loyalties of folks in East Tennessee were pulled this way and that between the Union and Confederate causes, more so than any place else in Tennessee. The tradition of loyalty to the Federal Union was tough and strong, but many families were split right down the middle by the war. Alf and Bob had a grandfather who was a fiery Confederate, and a diplomat to boot. Back in 63, he was traveling between Buffalo Valley and Happy Valley, and he ran into both Union and Confederate detachments patrolling the hills. To the Confederates, he said,
"Gentlemen, I have the honor to be the father of Landon C. Haynes, sitting as senator with the legislature of the Confederate States of America."
He had an answer for the federal troops, too.
"Gentlemen, I have the honor of rearing a daughter who had the good sense to marry the Honorable Nathaniel G. Taylor, lately of the United States Congress, and now a firm supporter of President Lincoln and the Union."
"Pass on," they told him. Growing up, Alf took after his daddy, Nat Taylor. Bob took after his uncle, Landon Haynes. Alf was 2 years older than Bob, and he beat his Democratic brother into politics by 4 years. Went down to Nashville to sit in the House of Representatives. Bob's first elective office was as U.S. Congressman from the 1st District in Tennessee. He slipped into office because of a split between the Republicans, who usually won up there. They patched up their differences, and then Bob didn't win anymore. Not in the 1st District, anyway. Being a Democrat up there amongst all those stern Republicans reminded him of a story, Bob used to say.
"Yes, sir. My situation calls to mind the traveler of pioneer days, who one day stumbled upon a scene of terrible destruction and carnage where a frontier fort had once stood. The stockade was in flames, the gates broken wide open. Those who had huddled inside lay dead around him, victims of an Indian raid. The traveler's eyes filled with tears at the shocking sight. Suddenly, through the mist in his eyes, he discerned a survivor. One man lived amid all that destruction. He stepped to the man's side. The poor fellow's breast was pierced clear through by an arrow, but he lived and breathed. The traveler choked back the tears and indicated the arrow so cruelly lodged in the survivor's breast. "Does it hurt?" the traveler inquired. The survivor turned to him and shook his head. "Only when I laugh," he said.
Well, when the War of Roses ended on the eve of Election Day, the brothers were the same firm friends as when they began the campaign.
Gentlemen, a few words and I will end my connection with the most remarkable political contest our country has ever witnessed. It has been a War of the Roses, but thank God it has been bloodless. My brother has been my foeman, but though our blades have flashed steel, they are not stained. I say to you now that after all these eventful struggles, I still love my brother. Love him as of old with undying affection. But politically, my friends, I can't stand him.
That was Alf's farewell to the War of the Roses.
I thank God that it has been reserved for Tennessee to declare to the world that even two brothers can debate principles without abrading the tender relations of brotherhood. I love the man who has borne the Republican banner as dearly as when long ago we slept side by side in the trundle bed and shared our youthful joys and griefs. I have never seen the hour when I would not willingly lay down my life to save him, nor have I seen the dawn of the day when I would not happily watch his party sink into oblivion.
The vote was the biggest in Tennessee history up to that time. Alf got a larger total than any Republican had ever received before. But it wasn't enough to match the vote for Bob. The Knight of the White Rose rode in victory on the Democratic donkey down to Nashville. And up in mountain-rimmed Happy Valley, where the brothers had grown to manhood together, an old man added a postscript to the whole story.
"There might have been three Taylors in the running," said Colonel Nat Taylor, the boy's father. "The Prohibition Party wanted me to run. I told them no. I said, me and Mrs. Taylor would stay on the sidelines to help the loser off the field."
Yes, the lover, he's a Dodger. Yes, a well-known Dodger.
You have been listening to Tall Tales, a retelling of famous Southern legends. Tall Tales is heard every Tuesday evening at the same time. Tonight you heard the story of the War of the Roses, a contest between Alf and Bob Taylor for governor of Tennessee. Tall Tales is written by Bill Woolsey. The storyteller was Bobby Weiner. The ballad singer was George Grice. Tall Tales, produced by Marjorie Cooney, is a presentation of the Department of Special Program Services and comes to you from Station WSM.